Abandoned mines are scattered across 76 of Illinois' 102 counties, including Peoria, Tazewell, Woodford, and Fulton. Sites mined prior to 1977 weren't bound by most of the regulations shuttering mining operations face today. That means older mines in particular often left environmental contamination and other hazards in their wake. As Tim Shelley learns in an interview with Prairie Rivers Network's Amanda Pancall, the Illinois Abandoned Mine Land Reclamation Program's getting a shot in the arm from the federal infrastructure bill.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources does maintain a Illinois coal mine map online that anybody can get on. It's an interactive GIS map that's accessible to the public, where you can get on, and many of the sites, there's additional information listed showing the amount of money that's going to be needed to clean up that site. Many of these sites are privately owned. We also know that there are a lot of abandoned mine sites out there that aren't identified yet, that aren't in this state and national register. And so that's something, as we reconsider funding for the program moving forward into the future, we need to be making sure that inventory also gets up to date. And educating the public, which is a big part of what I want to do at Prairie Rivers Network, is ensuring that community members, community leaders are aware that these sites are all across the state and that many of them are uninventoried and many of them are causing environmental problems.
Yeah, so I think when coal is sold, there's a fee that's collected that's supposed to go towards rehabilitating these abandoned mine sites. And it's my understanding that fee collection had expired in September, but now it's been renewed again. Can you explain a little more about the status of that?
Yeah. So when Congress passed SMCRA, the law in 1977, they established the Abandoned Mine Lands Program, which is funded by a fee on every ton of coal mine. So it's called the AML Trust Fund. And that fee was collected on mined coal up until September of 2021, when the collection of that fee expired. So that's something we had, Prairie Rivers Network had been advocating for the last few years, was the reauthorization of the collection of that fee. So that got rolled into the bipartisan infrastructure package that passed this fall. So the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will reauthorize the fee to fund that program moving forward. And then the other big news is that infrastructure bill also authorizes an additional $11.3 billion into the state and AML programs over the next 15 years. To give that program a boost. Illinois is really set to benefit greatly from that one-time boost. So Illinois is expected to see $1.3 billion over the next 15 years just from that single investment, in addition to the money we'll receive from the trust fund.
So I know we have a couple parks even around here in Peoria that have, you know, former coal mining sites that have been converted into parkland, you know, trails or something of that nature. Is that ultimately one of the things we can do to repurpose this land once we rehabilitate it? What can we do with this old abandoned mine land?
Yeah, that's a great question, and a question that I love to answer, because part of this is not just about cleaning up the environmental impact of these sites. It's about giving communities land back that they can use for economic development. So, you know, there are wineries located on abandoned mine lands, in the Sparta Shooting Complex. There are community soccer fields. Plenty of state parks. So these properties can be a future source of investment, economic opportunity for communities. You know, I think of communities in Macoupin County where there's a lot of farmland, and farmland's expensive. So, you know, we can reclaim abandoned mine lands and have maybe a cheaper property for opportunities, and where we're not taking farmland out of production. So that's, yeah, really exciting part of this to me is reclaiming those sites, giving the community the land back for future development. Who knows what it could be?
That's Amanda Pancall from Prairie Rivers Network talking to Tim Shelley about abandoned mine land reclamation. For more, find Tim's story at WCBU.org.